This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We talked about an exhibition game, and I think that would be something, with St. Jude's involved. If they could bring back my players and do something that celebrated that group, I'd have a great interest in that. And I think Penny's doing a great job. I mean, it's, having all free agents at the end of every year, and the leagues that are above you are coming down to grab your guys. And it doesn't mean your program's below them, but they're in a bigger league that has more resources and just makes it hard. And that's why I said he's done a great job.
Yeah, so there you have it. Cal says a couple of things. One is that St. Jude is involved, and I think that's probably the most important thing, but also an opportunity to honor his some of his former players at the University of Memphis would be a part of this, which, you can feel how you want to feel about Cal. That man definitely has always taken care of the guys that have played for him, and it makes a lot of sense to me that that would be conditional upon it. This would be elite, Jason, if they could get this done. It seems like it's headed that way. I wish it was a regular season game? Sure. But, I mean, an exhibition will be enough for me to get down there and, whatever you want to do. You want to boo Cal, you want to cheer Cal, whatever. You do whatever it is you do. You know, seems like it'd be a damn good time.
It's great. We mentioned this last year when we talked about UNC and Memphis and the opportunity maybe that this was the way that you could get Cal to do it. Because you and I are at a point now where we've been ready to sort of put the hatchet down, whatever it is. Remember, was going to come back for being honored at Memphis around Hall of Fame induction for him. You know, that gets just, you know, basically the rug pulled out from underneath it or whatever the decision by Memphis. But we were still at a point where you need to do this. But what we'd said back then is still important now. This, number one, is about St. Jude. Number two, you want people to go.
Yes.
Remember, St. Jude needs you to buy tickets.
That's correct.
So you can turn this, so they hope to turn this into a regular season event. John's told you that. Jeff's told you that. Right? And so you need butts in seats. You can get that with Cal. And very smartly, at first I was like, yeah, of course, you know, make it about St. Jude, Cal, not necessarily about yourself. Very smartly, Cal's right. You know what will put Memphis fans in seats? Some will say, well, I'm not going down. This thing's about Cal, right? Put the players down there. Put Supreme Bay down there. Put Joey Dorsey down there. Put Antonio Anderson down there, right? And no, it's not to show up Arkansas's side of this at all, but it'll have the Memphis butts in seats because you make it that. You make a reunion. And that ends up benefiting St. Jude in a way that, listen, last year, John, I was looking for it. Wasn't the attendance, I don't know that we got a number of actual butts in seats, but wasn't it a little bit disappointing? Like, I thought we came away from that, man. If we're going to do this, and St. Jude's going to be able to turn this into a regular season event, John's nodding, he's agreeing. That's what I thought. then that we're going to need more. Yep. Well, this is perfect.
We had the guy that put the game on
100%.
Come on the show and tell
exactly.
Us.
I thought so. I thought you had him on. I couldn't think of his name. I thought you brought him on though.
Chris Boyson.
There you go.
Yeah.
We said, I mean, we got to support this thing and get behind it if we're going to turn it into a regular season event. We've talked about that, why that would be good for Memphis. You get ranked teams in here to play during the regular season. What are you talking about? You need as many good home dates as possible, right? We've talked about that down in FedEx Forum. I mean, this upcoming home season. So, Cal's perfect. And for those, again, that aren't ready or may never be, like you, I've heard you with Jeff talk about your brother-in-law. He's always going to hate Cal. He said he's put his foot down. Okay, well, would your brother-in-law go down and folks like him?
Yes.
When you got the whole core of guys down there, and you know they're coming.
They would go just to boo Cal.
And you know those Tigers, those old Tigers are coming. As soon as Cal puts out the call, you know they're coming. And then you got an event that's probably putting 12 to 15, maybe more down there. That's a reunion that a lot of folks have said, John, they've wanted for a long time. I mean, even Supreme Bay's come on and talked about it. You know, I didn't just want my number up there, and I want the entire team. So this has been long overdue, and the fact that you can sort of use this platform that St. Jude's game here, and it benefits the best cause ever, just makes it perfect,
yes.
Right? And I like that. Cal Smart, include the players, right? This ain't about you and coming back for that first time in FedEx Forum as an opposing coach against Memphis. It's a make it a reunion thing.
Yeah.
People will go.
Yep.
That's what matters.
Yep.
Tickets bought. Hey, and then maybe this thing becomes the, you know, this is the springboard to making it the regular season event that you hope to.
I think that's the next thing, is that, you know, you want this
springboard. Got to pack this in first. Need to do it.
Because, you know, exhibitions are great, but nobody at large really cares about them.
Right. How do you get people hyped for an exhibition?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think this is the best way that you could do it. If you
very can, smart.
I mean, the only thing that would probably be better than this would be Duke. I mean, if you just say we're bringing Duke in as part of this, and I think people would go to that.
I mean, they had UNC last year. I know it's UNC, and it's, you don't, you know, it's Hubert Davis, and
I
get you up, but it was UNC.
You're right. I think if it was Duke
with Cooper Flagg, and maybe adds another layer. But this is it, John.
No,
this
I mean,
is
North
the
Carolina
one.
is an elite brand. There's no doubt.
This I think this is the formula that you hope will pop off as an exhibition because it's Cal, bro.
Well,
and it's 2008. All over again, if you can get most of those guys down, and why wouldn't they be here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it very different than the time he came back to play in the tournament, right? Because
that
was very neutral. It was almost 100%. Like it wasn't even Memphis' building.
Yeah.
You know, this would be very Memphis, very, nostalgic.
So I said, you're going against the Tigers.
You're bringing back guys that you coach.
And that's the other part of it that we know about Cal. Now, here's the other part. He ain't going to play you in the regular season. He don't want to do that home and home where it counts for real. You know that.
Yeah.
There's still, I mean, I just, he doesn't want to, you know, again, show me. I mean, because it makes too much sense to have Arkansas, Memphis doing a home and home right now. I just don't think, you know, we've talked about maybe a neutral he would do.
Yeah.
But Cal don't want to lose to you when it counts, probably. This is perfect for
he's
him.
He's not going
to
give you a shot.
It's the way to do it, right? Memphis beats me. Hey, it's for St. Jude.
That's right.
And he will put the best face on it.
Absolutely.
And say all the right things. But the most important thing is you will have butts in seats for an event that hopefully turns into a regular season event that is benefiting that Memphis athletic department. The fact you get a great game out of it every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's counting down at FedEx.
No, it's you're building it, and this is the only year two of it. And, you know, obviously I think you go from North Carolina to Arkansas with Cal. That's already a huge jump. That's already a huge improvement to me, just in terms of relevance to the city, right?
No question.
So you're
just what you're selling. You're selling tickets in the end.
I mean, there's no doubt.
To an exhibition game.
Because they had a hard time with that. Even with Carolina, they had a hard time
with
that.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
They should not have an issue with this. I don't know how many Arkansas fans would make the trip. They might. They're kind of crazy.
I mean, I don't expect the Ole Miss, Mississippi State contingent that we obviously had come in for regular season games this year.
Right.
No. But a few, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you get 2,000.
I think this is the formula that puts Memphis back down at FedEx Forum to see those guys again. You're selling reunion as much as you're selling exhibition game.
That's right.
Right. Reunion of the 08 team, 07, 08.
You got a lot of Arkansas fans that live in, you know, Marion or West Memphis or Osceola or whatever.
And you don't have to limit to them. I know. Cal said make it a celebration of all the guys. I mean, bring back Tyreek. I mean, he's 09. Bring him back.
Hell yeah.
Make it.
Anybody
it's
he coached.
All of that. It doesn't have to just be, I'm saying 08 because of that team, and we've never had it, essentially. But, yes, bring them all back. Bring 09. Bring Earl Barron back. Love me some Earl Barron.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This is easy.
It would be great.
And then you know what I'd do too? I'd get me some Arkansas guys. I'd get Todd Day up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd get Corey Beck and Dwight. Where they at? I'd get them in there too.
Yeah.
People will buy tickets for that.
I think they
will.
And
we can flip it and turn it to a regular season event. And most importantly, it's benefiting St. Jude in the best way possible. But now we're maximizing this opportunity that's there for us.
And you know, maybe this is the springboard where somebody notices and they're like, hey, all right, now it's time to throw the weight of St. Jude. We've proven that Memphis can pack the place, if it's the right opponent.
Need the right opponent.
Let's make this a TV event in the regular season.
Well, remember, they have to pay. That was the other part that makes this difficult. They have to pay the teams, right? St. Jude, out of that, you got the NIL stuff. You got to do that. So,
well, players' era pays.
That's what
in the regular season.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to do that. You got to make it hot. You got to sell it.
I mean, make it a
and
damn,
hopefully this is the perfect
make it
formula.
A St. Jude Invitational, bro. Like, make it like a 4-team field. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, just
right.
You can get creative with it.
Yeah,
and then you could pay. You know, just like players.
Well, hopefully,
era.
Yeah. You get all that taken care of for them because it's become so big. People have jumped on, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Players era has a ton of teams.
Now that's where everybody's trying to get
4, 8, 12, 16. They got 18 teams.
That's a dream you're talking about.
That's basically
if you could build it that big,
that's
that'd
basically
be
like a miniature tournament.
Now it doesn't benefit anything, does it?
No, I don't think there's a charity.
Yeah, there's
angle,
not.
No.
There's not a charity angle to that.
You just get the
and that money
NIL.
Can come from yeah.
I don't remember how.
I mean, that charity
million.
Component has to make this more difficult for them, or certainly more layered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in terms of just handing out money to these schools and players.
The only non-Power Five.
You have to be careful.
You got St. Joe's, San Diego State, and UNLV are in players there this year. And the rest is just, you know, in Gonzaga, but, you know, they don't even really count. The rest of it's like SEC, Big 12, Big 10.
Well, if Cantel, John, and I are excited, we hope it happens.
Yeah, I mean, this will be awesome. Even if you get, you know, again, we've talked about how I feel about Cal, like, I miss Cal. Like, I love everything he did here. I miss those times. Those were formative times for me.
Well, I'm sure he'll be able to, available for you to kiss his hand.
Well, I mean, what I would do to get back to those. Dude, I would.
I know. Jeff made that point. It's very true. I mean, the year since, let's be real, by now they should have melted away any.
I would kiss.
Probably should.
I would kiss.
Should have forgiven
a frog. With a current herpes outbreak, to get those days back.
No, the herpes doesn't go away, does it?
But it's,
I think it's for life.
It is, but it's very manageable. It's not.
You knew that quickly.
It's not. It's not. Well, you should actually do some research on herpes. 90% of the world has it. 90% of the world has it. So that's why I'm willing to do it.
Brad looks shocked. Is there a chance that two of three of us in here don't have it?
Unlikely. If you've kissed multiple people, unlikely. I don't know. Brad might be a one-woman man.
He has been for a long time, as you know.
But, you know, herpes.
Was in Vegas, though.
Herpes actually
long,
is.
That long time.
Most people have it. They don't know they have it.
We need to check. Next story.
90% of herpes is asymptomatic.
Next story. That was me asking him.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm willing to. That's why I'm willing to kiss the frog with the herpes outbreak.
You know what?
It's asymptomatic. I'll just deal with it.
I get it. I'm ready to talk about the white player at Memphis. I cannot talk anymore. You seem to have a lot of knowledge, and you want to share it on herpes.
I know a lot about everything.
That was never part of today's show for me.
I'm just saying that's what I would do.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's too much.
No,
Cal did a lot. He understands he understands that you're grateful
Dude,
to him. You understand?
A championship
you don't need to do
appearance
you're
is
a,
for life.
You're a grown man
herpes.
Now.
Championship.
You're national.
Same thing.
You're national.
That's right.
You're not some local yokel. You are a national college basketball
that's
expert.
Fine.
You don't need to be kissing frogs with herpes.
But I'm saying that's what
he
I would do.
He understands that you understand
right.
what he did for
but,
you
but
and
see,
this program. And I heard a caller that sounded like your age.
That's how far I'm willing to go.
Y'all got so connected. Your age in particular, your generation got so connected.
Yes, bro.
Through that time with Cal, I heard it in his voice in one of the callers to Jeff, that was ready to say, "Yeah,
I
mean, come on."
I'll
back.
Be 34 in July.
Like maybe even a way that that goes beyond probably does than what I experienced in those mid 80s.
Yeah.
With those teams that were more Memphis, we'll say that, right? They were still more Memphis, but no, man, I respect what you've got. I respect that bond. I just don't want you kissing anything with herpes, you know? Sounds like good chance you might already have it.
I mean, look it up.
You said 90.
90% of the world has it.
Yeah.
All right. I just need, during the break, I want you to look it up.
No.
Be shocked.
It's like laying dormant in us if you were to have it.
Correct. Like okay, so there's different types of herpes, right?
Yeah.
You have genital herpes, which is not as common.
Okay.
Right? The kind that's common is the oral herpes.
Okay.
That you likely will never even know you have. Cold sores. Everybody gets cold sores, right? That's
right.
Herpes.
Yeah.
That's we just destigmatized it.
Oh.
You ever had a cold sore?
Actually, no.
Me neither.
Okay, so then both of you guys should be in the clear.
We got them clean lips, don't we?
You guys,
we're clear, Jason.
You guys should be in the clear, man.
We clear.
Nothing here.
We all clear.
But it's really unfortunate. You guys should look into it.
It unfortunate?
Yeah, because
it's unfortunate how many have it.
Babies get it from their relatives kissing them. Like it literally transmits that way. Like it's crazy.
So you've been careful about who kisses your kids.
We actually are. We're very, like we especially when they're very young, we're like, hey, no.
No games.
Ain't going to be no kissing.
Even na-na.
If they want to get herpes from a frog to get the days of Memphis's basketball's glory back, they can do that. But we're not going to make that choice for them.
I just think you went too far.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you need to stop destigmatizing the disease.
For guys like The Rock, you'll wash his drawers. For Cal, you just shake his hand, you say thank you. Appreciate you doing this for St. Jude.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the event. And
clearly. There's some things. You'd like some time with him in the back.
I'd like to.
To tell him how much that.
Well, I don't know.
Those years meant to you.
I don't think he would really like.
But you're field of 68 now, so it would matter
to
him.
Yeah, I am. But
it would matter more than just your average Joe telling him this.
I would worry a little bit that it wouldn't mean as much to him as it did to me.
When
he
walked away like Jay Williams did.
Oh, dude, did that story break the air?
Bro, what are you? You told it.
Okay, I just didn't know. I just didn't know if him. I couldn't remember.
Then it would hurt your soul to a point you may never recover from.
I've never done events nor had John on the show weekly for a year, so it would not offend me in the same way, right? But it would hurt my inner child.
Oh, I already know.
My inner teenager, right? If it didn't hit with him as much as it did with me.
Maybe someone will send this to Cal.
Well, I think, yeah.
Because if I were him, I'd stay away from you during this exhibition because you sound like you got a lot to say.
Well, I don't have much to say.
And so he can just get wind of it through this.
And honestly, he needs to know that most people in Memphis don't hate him.
Bro, he walks around Memphis, people telling them they love him all the time.
You're right. You're right.
He's here.
It's healed. We've healed.
We have. There's the folks that call in.
Yeah. I didn't hear the calls with Jeff. Are they mostly complimentary?
Well, oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's but you said your brother-in-law is not one of the.
I asked him. I said, we got to go to the exhibition. He's like, we have no choice, but I might go to jail. I mean,
how is brother-in-law on forgiveness? Just period.
Obviously,
in his
not
life.
Great,
right?
Obviously,
Coach Cal, those kind of people, right? That was a forgiving voice, Coach Cal. That was somebody that had long ago buried the hatchet for putting us on hold and taking them players up to Kentucky.
I mean,
I'd let it go. Listen again, Coach Cal. See, I had to let it go.
Bro, you sounded like a lost soul that had been found, bro.
It sounded like, I mean, still to this day, I get that excited thinking about him coming on our show. If we could do it again, I would probably sound just like
that.
That was
day one, wasn't it?
That wasn't day one. It was
early.
It was first 2 weeks.
Super early in the show.
What that was really was Jason had anxiety about whether or not Cal was going to show up, and the fact that he did end up showing up, that was what that really was.
A nice pull.
Because you had been advertising him, you know what I mean? So you were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep-
keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.